The activists made the remarks following a recent meeting in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, which attracted various groups, including women, youth, people with disabilities, and war survivors, to discuss the transitional process in South Sudan. Zabib Musa Loro, a civil society activist, urges South Sudan's leaders to handle the last part of the transition carefully to prevent the country from plunging into chaos.
Now is the time to chart a different course for South Sudan. The decision we make in this period will determine the course that our country takes for many years to come. As we consider how to collectively address the many challenges that we face, we must be guided by the core values that we hold dearly as South Sudanese.
Musa says the South Sudanese people want human rights violations to come to an end as the country prepares to transition from war to peace.
First, we need the killing, abductions, disappearance, torture, sexual and gender-based violence to stop. Second, we must prevent the recurrence of war in South Sudan. We cannot forge a nation through the barrel of a gun. Third, meaningful peace can only be achieved through inclusive, participatory, and people-centered processes.
Musa warns against rushing some provisions of the peace agreement that are supposed to be implemented under the transitional period, adding that rushing could lead to chaos. She says the process of creating a constitution, holding national elections, and other steps have significance beyond the life of the transitional government. Musa says they must be implemented carefully rather than hurriedly to deliver the structural changes needed to prevent a recurrence of violence.
Our people are being asked to make an impossible choice to their rush ahead with a series of transitional processes that have not been adequately prepared and supported and have the potential to exacerbate conflict, or to accept yet another extension of a transitional arrangement that keeps leaders in power who have failed to deliver sustainable peace to the country. We cannot accept this framing.
Ria William Yoyada urged the government to ensure civic and political space as the country approaches general elections scheduled for December 2024.
We call on the government to demonstrate its commitment to the opening of civic and political space by formally cancelling the order requiring citizens to ask for approval from national security services before meeting in public venues like this.
VOA tried to reach out to the government for comment on this story without success. However, Information Minister Michael Makuei has repeatedly said the transitional government is committed to freeing the civil and political space, including during the 2024 elections. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.